B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Big Celtics game tonight. We got to talk to our boy about it. Brought to you by Twisted Tea, ladies and gentlemen. The voice of the Celtics, Sean Grandy. Hey, Sean.
Good morning.
What's up, guys?
Good
morning, hey,
Sean.
It's been a while. It's been, what, like 4 or 5 days?
Too long.
Dude.
Hanging out.
Don't even get me started. I mean, this is ridiculous. Okay, first of all, I have a couple of requests from you.
Oh,
the big one is I have a great way for you to work me into your broadcast when you're calling the game.
Dude, you know, I never get that request. So.
No, here it is. Here's what, and it makes sense. You could be like, I was talking to my friend Ramiro from the Get Up Crew on High 96.9, and he mentioned how he was despondent that it's been 3 days since the Celtics played after winning game 3, because I think that kills any momentum they could have had.
It's possible. I could suggest, in addition to finding a more creative way to get your name in the broadcast, I would suggest that you could argue that that's 3 more days for Gordon Hayward to get better. You know, 3 more days for everybody to chill out after what happened after game 2. It's also, and you know, I think we learned a lesson for everyone who doesn't know, it had to do with Monday Night Football. You know, we're in unprecedented territory, right? The NBA playoffs,
right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Had never gone against the NFL before, and ESPN had Monday Night Football on Monday, and NBA said, listen, do you think there's any chance you could start your football game a little later? So they're like, no, it's not, no. And so, and it could happen, by the way, it could happen again. If this goes 7, what would be game 7 next Tuesday is the baseball wild card day. So,
oh, yeah, but who cares about
this?
Baseball?
This could go on and on and on.
Nobody here cares about baseball right now.
Not this year.
What did you hear about the post-game fight that happened last week? Was it like a good motivation thing, or was it we all hate each other right now? What's the deal?
Well, I thought it was going to be you guys were going to have to call it 2 of them to get them back together. You know,
like a second date update?
Yeah. Jalen and Marcus Smart and say, hey, what do we have to do to get you guys back together? I would say that you're in a very unusual situation down there where you don't have a regular locker room. There are basically like curtains and partitions in this facility down there, which means instead of that being a big story, stuff like that happens a lot, but you don't hear it because there's regular locker rooms and the media may not be in there yet. Here, you're like playing in a high school gym. So everybody's standing outside and they heard everything.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden it just becomes a big story. But listen, you guys all love each other, right? What if you were trapped for 3 months together?
Oh, God.
Every single day? Who says we love each other, Sean? There you go.
Wow. I was going to lie, but okay. Damn. So now Gordon Hayward, he looks good. Do you think he's going to get more minutes tonight or?
Well, funny thing is, he hadn't played in a month, and he played 30 minutes almost out of necessity. What's amazing is that the Celtics, they call it the best 5 lineup, which we really need a better name because that's the really lacks creativity. But the lineup that's smaller, with Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Gordon Hayward and Marcus Smart and Kemba Walker, and we saw them play together 7-8 minutes of that game, and they were great together. They played. Here's how strange an injury year it was. Those guys, 5 guys played together 18 minutes the entire year. The entire season, 18 minutes before they played together almost out of the blue, in game 3 the other night. So I think you'll see more of them together, and I think you'll just see Gordon look more comfortable, which is significant because he was very important. He didn't shoot the ball great the other night, but just him being there on the floor just changes the dynamic.
I heard that they were talking about doing a full season for next year for the NBA, but not starting it until 2021. Is that right?
Yeah. My first thought, I tweeted this yesterday, was that we're used to calling it like 2 years. Like this was the 1920 season, or you have the 07-08 season.
Yeah.
So now it looks like next year we can't call it the 2021 season. So instead it'll just be the 2021 season.
So what are they?
See, next year is already better. So you can't mess things up.
But what are they thinking about going, like January?
I think it's going to be similar. Listen, you have what is your dream now of how it's going to play out. We don't know what the reality is going to look like. But obviously you want to play a full season. You'd like to be back in arenas. You're looking at what, you know, baseball tried to do, traveling in the cities without fans. Football has a limited number of fans. And I think, you know, the short version of it is you're just trying to delay as long as possible with the hopes that things are going to be better in December than they are now, and they'll be better in March than they are in January, and the farther you go. So I would put it this way. Any one of us connected to the NBA that liked having our summers off, that may be a thing of the past for a couple of years. Because even if this happens, it's going to take a while to get things back to the way they used to be. So we're going to be, you know, I think the NBA is going to be playing summer playoffs for a long time.
All right. Well, listen, the game tonight,
it's
game
four. It's a must-win tonight.
It's a must-win.
Gotta win.
Again.
Don't want to go down 3-1.
Sean Grandy, your challenge, besides calling an amazing game like you always do, is to somehow give me a shout-out. But make me sound like a smart NBA aficionado.
You'll have to explain. I'll ask my partner, Cedric Maxwell, what that word means. Yeah. We tend not to go with long words like that.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
You got it, guys.
All right. Twisted Tea is the original hard iced tea. It's more than just a hard iced tea. It's a whole new attitude. Grab some Twisted Tea today. Turn your day drinking up a notch and grab some for tonight's playoff game. Called by Sean Grandy. Twisted Tea, keep it twisted. Must be 21 years of age. Please enjoy responsibly.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.